May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 944. Tell me, Saviour from above, dearest object of my love, where thy little flocks abide, sheltered near thy bleeding side. Hymn 944.
Together from God's holy word, two portions of scripture this morning. The first, the book of Ruth, chapter 2. Book of Ruth, chapter 2, we'll read to the end of verse 17. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, Go, my daughter. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem, and said unto the reapers, The Lord be with you. And they answered him, The Lord bless thee. Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, Whose damsel is this? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, It is the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came, and hath continued even from the morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels, and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Then she fell on her face, and bowed herself to the ground, and said unto him, Why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? And Boaz answered and said unto her, It hath fully been showed me, all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother, and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Then she said, Let me find favour in thy sight, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me, for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaids. And Boaz said unto her, At mealtime come thou hither, and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was sufficed, and left. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young man, saying, Let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them, and rebuke her not. So she gleaned in the field until even, and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. Now Psalm 115. Psalm 115. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, Where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is every one that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. May God bless the reading of his holy word and help us in prayer. Most kind and gracious and almighty and eternal Lord God in heaven, thou who made all things, we come unto thee this day. And what a privilege, Lord, that we can worship thee. Oh, but to be given that true spirit of worship. For Lord, we've come into thy house. Oh, but may we worship thee in spirit and in truth. We're sinful creatures, Lord, thou knowest. We've hearts and minds that often turn aside. We've minds that are often taken up with earthly things. Oh, but Lord, do come and lift us above the reach of these inferior things. And may this day be one of thy blessed appointments. May there be some good things done in thy name this day. And may we worship thee as we ought. May we be given a sense of thy true majesty, thy glory, that we may humble ourselves before thee, that we may put our mouths in the dust. Lord, for we are poor worms of this earth, and how great thou art, how holy, holy, holy thou art. O Lord, we do pray then that thou would come to our aid. May thy presence be known and felt this day. Lord, we do pray for each gathered here, that despite those busy things in their lives, those things that often distract, Lord, that thou would set our affections on things above. We may be united in our worship this day and praise thee as we ought. For thou art kind and gracious. And Lord, we marvel at thy forbearance. We marvel at thy patience and long-suffering. Truly thou hast not dealt with us as our sins deserve. Lord, thou hast not rewarded us according to our iniquities. And we thank thee, Lord, that we are found in thy house this day. Lord, we do thank thee for many mercies. We thank thee for this throne of grace, that we can approach unto thee as sinners, feeling our need. We can come before thee in prayer, lay all at thy feet, and that thou dost not turn us away. Oh, we thank thee for many mercies. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy beloved Son. Oh, he is the altogether lovely. And we thank thee that it is indeed he instead of me is seen when we approach to God. We thank thee for that way made whereby we can come unto thee. We do pray, Lord, that thou be with each here. Thou knowest the many concerns and cases before thee. We think of those unwell at this time and pray healing, restoring mercies. Those unable to be here, Lord, be with them where they are. For thou art not bound by walls. Oh, then may there be a spirit of worship in their hearts. May we be gathered together with thee this day. We pray, Lord, for each here, those things, Lord, that are troubling, those with concerns and burdens. Oh, that they may be enabled to cast them all upon thee. May they prove that thou carest for them. May we know the eternal God is our refuge and underneath are the everlasting arms. May we know and feel it. Oh Lord, we long to feel something. Be with longing souls, those who have come this day with a burden, with a desire in their hearts, those come with expectation. Lord, those Ruths that have come gleaning in the gospel field, send none empty away this day. May there be some handfuls of purpose. May there be something at the end of the day to take home and beat out. May there be, Lord, something remaining, we pray. May we not be satisfied with the husk. Grant us, Lord, that good seed. Oh, we pray for thy blessing to rest upon thy word. May thy name be glorified. May there be many sinners wrought upon by thy Holy Spirit, souls led unto thee, in the conviction of sin led to a precious Christ, to see their every need met there. Lord, we pray for those seeking, longing souls. Oh, Lord, do not tarry. Come to their aid, we pray. May there be a loosing of the prisoners, a setting free of the captives. May there be a confirming of our evidences, a warming of our hearts, a kindling of that flame. May it be fanned into a bright and burning flame, our hearts burning within us as we leave thy house this day. Leave us not to a lukewarm spirit. Stir us up, we pray. May there be many seeking to lay hold on thee. Lord, may there be those pressing through the crowd. Draw them, Lord, we pray. It's thy work. For who can press through that great crowd unless that unseen hand is drawing them? The resistless grace, the love of Christ. Lord, do come, we pray. And we think of any, Lord, who may be here unconcerned, who may be here wanting to be elsewhere. Do, Lord, appear and work in their hearts. For, Lord, there's nothing too hard for thee.
Thou said, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Lord, there's no case too hard, no heart too hard, no problem in our pathway, no mountain too great. May we hear the voice of our beloved leaping upon the mountains and skipping upon the hills, coming right where we are this day. We pray, Lord, that thou be with thy dear people where'er they're found. Thy servants, Lord, where they're preaching this day, speaking in thy name, bless thine own word. May there be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. May there be a turning unto thee in our land, in our churches, in our denomination. May there be, Lord, a glorious revival in the day in which we live. May we live to see better days. We look around, Lord, as much to discourage. Oh, Satan's plans seem to flourish, and oh, thy church kept low. But Lord, it's thy church. Oh Lord, and it's precious in thy sight. Could it be thy will to revive us, Lord? Have mercy upon our land. May there be many of thy people yet to be brought in. May thy churches be filled with praying, seeking, longing souls, and Satan's plans turned upside down. May thy word be to the pulling down of those strongholds of sin and Satan, and thy great name glorified. We seek the honour and glory of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's the honour and glory that we seek, Lord, not unto us. Oh, that thy great name might be glorified. And Lord, we do pray that thou fill our hearts with the love of Christ, that we might walk worthy of our profession. For Lord, we each profess thy name as we enter into thy house. Oh, we're as epistles read of all men. Lord, those looking on from the world, seeing us enter into thy house on the Lord's day, they know not, Lord, whether we've openly professed, for in their eyes we profess thy name. Oh, then keep us. Guide us. May we not be left to bring reproach on thy holy name. May we not be ashamed of thee. May we be held by thee. Keep us fast. Hold us near to thee. Keep us at thy feet. O Lord, for what safety is found there, lying at the feet of Jesus. May we be found there. We pray, Lord, for thy blessing then this day. Thou hast been our help. Leave us not, neither forsake us. Take not thy Holy Spirit from us. Pardon our many, many sins. Lord, we're not worthy of the least of thy mercies. Lord, we thank thee for thy word and thy day. We thank thee for this house of prayer. Oh, we thank thee that we are on praying ground this morning. Oh, to be found praying for those right things according to thy holy will. Lead us, Lord, we pray, in all things. We are sinful creatures. We cannot push a right thought heavenwards unless thou dost draw us. We've nothing good in our hearts. And if there is anything good there, Lord, it's only by thy grace. Then come, we pray, make the temples of our hearts clean and pure in thy eyes. Drive Satan from us, we pray. Shut us out, shut him out of this place, and shut us in with thee. As we ask all, with the pardon and forgiveness of our many, many sins, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 146. Where must a sinner fly who feels his guilty load and stands condemned to die out of the mouth of God? Can any door of hope be found? Not any shore on nature's ground. Hymn 146.
Thank you.
Will you turn with me to Psalm 115? With the Lord's help this morning, I'll speak to you from the opening part of verse 12. Psalm 115, the opening part of verse 12. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. Psalm 115, the opening part of verse 12. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. The Lord hath been mindful of us. Have we, in our lives, any evidences, any spots and places, anything that we can look back to, where we can join with the psalmist and say that the Lord hath been mindful of us? Can you trace out anything in your pathway, all the way you've been brought to this day? And as you sit in the house of God from an honest heart, is there anything that you can point to, any time in your life, any occasion where you have felt the Lord being mindful of you? You can point to a time where you've been enabled to pray, not necessarily a well thought out prayer, a well composed prayer, but you've been enabled by the Lord. He's led you, he's brought you, he's often had to force you, compel you, constrain you to cry out unto him, and the Lord has heard and answered. And you this morning can look back to that occasion and you can point to it and say, the Lord, he was mindful of me then. He was mindful of me then. Oh, he came right where I was then. He appeared for me then. And, beloved friends, what a mercy if you have these spots and places. And as we draw near to the end of the year, we're into December already. And as the year's hastening to its end, it's a time, isn't it, to look back. People at work, companies, they look back at how well they've done, or the things that have taken place in the year. And as they're looking back in our nation, the newspapers look back at things. But it's a good time for us as we gather in the house of God towards the end of another year. Is there those spots, even this year, that you can look back? You don't have to look right back to 10, 15 years ago. You can look back over the past year and gather stones together. You say that there's a help from the Lord here, that the Lord heard and answered a prayer here. Don't let Satan tempt you to skip over what he would tell you are small things. Oh, beloved friends, what call we small things? An answer to prayer. How can it be a small thing? You may have been praying about a small item in your life, a small circumstance, something that has no bearing on eternity. Something that is just for that day even. Oh, but call you that a small prayer? A small thing? You've troubled Almighty God in heaven. Oh, and he's been mindful of you. This is the point this morning. He's been mindful of us. Has he not? Is there anything in your life you can say, he's been mindful of me? Satan can't take it away. He'll try and blot it out if he can. But
May we be led by the Lord to look back over our little lives and trace out these evidences. Not looking back like Lot's wife. Oh, that we don't want that spirit of looking back. But looking back, seeing those occasions where the Lord has come right where you are. You can't deny it. He's heard and answered your prayer. When we consider then these things, the Lord being mindful of us, do we understand what we read? The Lord hath been mindful of us. Do we know what we are? We can skip over these words so quickly, can't we? But do we understand what these mean? The Lord God in heaven, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, acknowledging, noticing, taking notice of us, a worm of the earth. You think of how many billions of people there are on this earth. The Lord has taken notice of one here and one there. You see, he has an all-seeing eye. He sees the world. He sees the wicked, the evil. He sees those wicked men and women, boys and girls. But is he mindful of them? He sees them. He may use them for his purposes. But is he mindful of them? It goes a bit further, this mindfulness of Almighty God. The Lord being mindful, he's watching over. His eye isn't just beholding. His eye is seeing, and his heart is looking down in love. His mind is one of a love to his people. He sees us as we are. Let us not make any mistake here. He sees us exactly as we are. And if he's been mindful of you in your life thus far, will he not be mindful of you next week in the unknown way? He has helped you hitherto. Will he not help you all your journey through? You say, well, I have to look back such a long time ago. I was in a better spirit then. I was walking tenderly then. The love of Christ was in my heart then. It seems such a long time ago. All this sin has come in between. I don't feel like I did then. I don't have that warmth in my heart. I'm so slow to walk in his ways. I have this lethargicness. I'm lukewarm. I have to look very hard within me to find anything that even resembles how my heart was then. Beloved friends, whom he loves, he never leaves, but loves them to the end. And if he's mindful of you, hearing and answering your prayers, oh, beloved friends, he'll ever be mindful of you. Well, what a mercy. And you might say, well, I'll take you to task on this, because aren't the prayers of the ungodly answered? Well, maybe they are in some circumstances. Maybe they are. But you know, if the Lord answers a prayer for an ungodly person, it's not for their good. You must remember that. It's according to his will. The purpose is for his purpose, and it's not used for their good. It won't be sanctified. They won't be praised to his name. They won't thank him for it. That there won't be that true spirit of worship in their hearts. You know, beloved friends, what a mercy if you and I can trace out an evidence in our lives. Oh, it's what we want, isn't it? evidences. Lord, we want to hear thy voice. We want to know that he's with us, don't we? We want to feel that he's with us, but how often we're found walking, not in necessarily in darkness, but there's clouds, there's things that come between, there's things that separate beloved friends, though the clouds may come between. That the sun is there, that the sun is there. There may be the cloud between, but it cannot last. It won't endure. The Lord, though he may turn his face away, oh, he'll never turn it away. He'll never turn it away to his dear people as he did with his own beloved son. Oh, where may we realize by the Holy Spirit working in our hearts that the blessed state of the people of God, may we be found amongst them. May we have these marks, these evidences. And as we look back over the lives, our lives, may we see the Lord working in our lives. Evidences that we are his children. We're so unbelieving, aren't we? We're so distrusting. You know, that we're such slow learners. That the Lord appears for us, hears and answers our prayer. And we may have a little spirit of thanks in our hearts, but we soon move on. And are we not hearing his voice? Are we not listening? Is it this unbelief? We can't believe he's heard our prayer. We read, didn't we, this morning of Ruth. And maybe that's the spirit that some of you are feeling this morning, where she feels her unworthiness. Well, what a remarkable account that is of Ruth. You know, she had no birthright to be found there. She had no right to be treated in such a lovely way. She had no right to be gleaning in that field. She was a Moabite. They were despised by the Jews. They were outcasts. They were to be separated from. And she well knew it. For she has to fall on her face before Boaz. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, "Why have I found grace in thine eyes?" Oh, and that's it, isn't it, beloved friends? The Lord hath been mindful of us, but why? Well, why has he? Why has he been mindful of us? Why have we found grace in his sight? That's what it is. That's what it is. You know, you children who may not understand these terms that we use, finding grace, well it's finding acceptance, finding mercy, the Lord looking upon a poor sinner and having mercy upon him. We think of Queen Esther when she came before the king. You know, that she couldn't enter into the king's presence unless commanded to enter, and it was, the penalty was death. The penalty was death. The only way she would not be put to death is if the king held out that golden scepter. But would she venture? She had a burden. She had a need. She had something pressing on her. Where else could she go with her burden? There was no other help. Maybe that's where you are this morning. The Lord has begun a work in your heart. Oh, he's brought you into a place. You've tried to help yourself. You've tried to make things right. You've tried to mend your ways. You've maybe shed many tears. But you cannot blot out your sins with your tears. You cannot blot out your past misdemeanours with your own tears. Oh, and you've laboured long. You've been striving against it. Maybe you've come to see the Lord Jesus Christ as this sinner's only hope. Oh, but you can't approach him. You can't approach him. How can I come? Look at me. Look at the state of me. Others, you see others coming. Others finding mercy. Yeah, but you say, well, they've better hearts. Their heart isn't as bad as mine. Oh, I'm such a fallen creature. I'll slide. I'll backslide. I can't endure to the end. If I come now, the Lord, he'll surely turn me away. He knows what a treacherous heart I have. He knows how I've been up to this moment. Oh, I've been ashamed of him. I've turned my back on him. I've often despised him. I was at enmity with him once. And I'm a sinner. He won't leave you there, beloved friends. He's mindful of you. He's mindful of those he puts into the dust. It's in love. Those he humbles, it's in love. He's not turning his back on you. He's mindful of you. He's not dealing with you as your sins deserve. You may feel the condemnation. You may feel the abhorrence of your sin. Oh, it's a vital thing. It's vital to feel it, to abhor your sins, to be loathing of them. Oh, but you see, what a mercy. What a mercy that he is mindful of you. He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows what your heart is like. He knows you've got nothing good to bring. He knows that you fear the unknown way. He knows that you can't keep yourself. He knows that all these things. He knows your but feeble flesh. He knows you're in a body of sin. He knows that there's a company of two armies, and there's always been the sinful one. But now there's this new army come in. It's put there by his Holy Spirit, and it loves the Lord, and it loves the Lord Jesus, and it begins to love his people and his word and his house. And it's that conflict begins. But he knows that conflict. He's been partaker of a conflict. He knows what it is to be tempted. Though he had not that other army, the wicked army in his heart, yet didn't Satan try? Didn't he try and tempt him? Oh, the spotless Lamb of God, didn't he try to come in? Didn't he try and tempt him? Oh, he suffered greater temptation than you and I will ever suffer. Oh, but he knows what it is. And he knows your heart. And he knows your mind. And he knows you're weak and you're feeble. And he knows that Satan knows your weaknesses. Satan won't tempt you on things that you don't find attractive. Satan knows your heart, but oh, the Lord knows. And the Lord loves his people. He loves them. Oh, his mind is one of love. His mind is one of love to his people. He's mindful of them. And he knows they've nothing good to bring. And by his Holy Spirit working in their hearts, by the application of his word, by the conviction of sin, He brings them into a realization of it themselves. And as they journey through this life, they learn it more and more, don't they? You think, are you getting any better day by day, beloved friends? Those of you who have professed his name, are you better? Do you feel better in your soul than when you first took the Lord's name upon your lips? Do you feel that you're better, a better person? Are you less sinful? Or do you feel it more and more? And are you more and more mindful of this blessed truth, that it's all of His grace? And why have I found grace in thine eyes? As you go on day by day, you see yourself more and more sinful. Isn't it more and more wonderful to your eyes, amazing to your mind? Why have I found grace in thine eyes? Why was it that he brought me into a realization of my sins? Why is it that he answered my prayers? You go right back to the very first prayer in your life that the Lord answered, and you see him mindful of you then, and you say, why? Why me? Why such a wretch as me? Why would he take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? I'm a stranger to him, aren't I? I was a stranger to him. You were a stranger to him. He was a stranger to you. You weren't a stranger to him. You weren't mindful of him. Your unregenerate youth. Oh, you were born dead in trespasses and in sins. You had no difference between you and the world. Side by side with them, you'd see no difference. You'd feel no difference. Oh, but he knew you. He knew. He knew every one of his dear children. Every one of them in eternity past. He was mindful of them then. He was mindful of them then. He's mindful of his covenant promises. His beloved son was mindful of that promise he made to his father, that he would bring each one of them to glory. The Holy Spirit is mindful of his covenant to make known in the hearts of sinners a precious Christ. Oh, and the Father's mindful of that covenant, that he spared not his only begotten Son. He's mindful of us. He ever remembers his covenant, and that none shall pluck them from the Father's hand. The safety then, the security, the certainty of it. And there's certainty in our text this morning that the Lord hath been mindful of us. This is the certainty. He will bless us. He will bless us. It's an equation. Those he's mindful of, he will bless. That those he brings into the conviction of sin, they will find a precious Christ. Those that seek me shall find me. How can the Lord say with such clarity, with such authority, that those that seek me shall find me, when some of them are the most sinful, wicked men and women ever to live on this earth? How can he say, none shall pluck them from the Father's hand? What certainty he says that. He is Almighty God. And though your heart is deceitful and desperately wicked, and though you change, he changes not. Though they're born in dead in trespasses and sins, they're loved with an everlasting love. Though they're so far off, though they're in a far off country, that he knows them. They will be found in heaven, though they may be so far off. But if they're loved with that everlasting love, if they were with him in eternity past, they'll be with him for all eternity. And all that this world can do, and all that Satan can do, and all that their sinful hearts will do to run from him, he'll bring them back. He'll do it. He will work, and who will let it? Who can hinder him? Who can stop him? You think your sinful heart's a barrier? You don't think he can come over those mountains? He will work in the hearts of his dear children. He will create in them a need of a hiding place. He won't leave them to perish Though it may be many years, though it may be in the last few days of their lives, none shall pluck them from the Father's hand. And not all this world can do. Oh, and your sinful heart and mine, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, the love of an almighty God. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He saw me ruined in the fall, yet loved me notwithstanding all. He was mindful of every one of his dear children in eternity past, and his foreknowledge, he saw such wickedness that they would be born into, such sinful hearts they would have. His mindfulness in making a way. Was heaven to be empty of those souls? What were they? Was Satan to triumph? What was the Satan's purposes? To overthrow Almighty God, to triumph, to flourish? Were they to be found dead in trespasses and even sins and to perish at last? Beloved friends, what a mercy. And how often we hear that people speaking of, or when people pass away and you hear one and another saying, oh, if I'd only spoken to them, or if I'd only done this, or if only this had happened. You know, friends, we've got to be careful if we speak like that. You know, I've heard even some in our denomination saying, well, oh, if I had spoken to her at school, if I'd said this, or if only I'd said that. We have to leave it, don't we? Do we think that Almighty God will be spoiled of his honour and glory? Do we think that he will leave the honour and glory of due to his name in the hands of men and women? Do you think he'll leave the glory that his beloved Son will get as he receives each one into glory that he redeemed with his precious blood? Do you think he'll leave that in the hands of men and women? Do you think that the Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth to suffer, to bleed and to die? And some, because others didn't speak, some of them will perish? Not one will perish. Every one of his dear children were in his mind when he entered that garden. Though when he descended from heaven, his face was steadfastly set toward Jerusalem. He was mindful of them then, and their names and their faces. He knew every one of them. Every one. And every one of them, their sins were laid on him in that garden. And every one of them, their names and their faces passed before his mind as he hung on that tree at Calvary. Every one of them. And every one of them, their names and their faces were with him as he rose triumphantly from that grave on that resurrection morning. Every one of them. And if one had been left behind, then he would not have risen from that tomb. He could not cry out, "It is finished," if it wasn't finished. If one was to perish, the work wouldn't be complete. It wouldn't be a perfect work. It's a perfect work. And it's perfectly wrought out by our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And it's the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross, despising the shame. The joy of fulfilling his Father's will, the obedience to his Father, and the joy of receiving every one of his dear children into glory at last, presenting them before the Father as spotless jewels of his crown. And that's what they are. They're jewels of his crown. And never belittle the love that he has for his people. Love moved him to die. And on this we rely. Our Jesus has loved us. We cannot tell why. But this we can tell, that he loved us so well as to lay down his life to redeem us from hell. That's it, beloved friends. Love moved him to die, and that love passes all understanding. It comes over every mountain. It comes leaping on the mountains. It comes skipping on the hills. Your sinful heart is not a barrier. You may feel it, beloved friends, but it's not. Your lack of faith, he can give it. It's a gift from him. Increase our faith. Oh, take away the unbelief. May our eyes be up unto him. May our thoughts be according to his thoughts. I love that verse. My thoughts are not your thoughts. I've often thought of it. My thoughts are not your thoughts. It's when I've been doing something wrong. It's when I've planned something. When I've schemed something. In that's come. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Oh, it's come like a rod sometimes. Oh, but this then. What about the other side of it? Read it in the context of the chapter. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Ho, everyone that thirsteth. Oh, do you have a thirst after Christ? Do you have a want of him? Do you see your sins before you? And how can I answer at that great day? And you see the friend of sinners by faith. The Holy Spirit. I didn't know it was the Holy Spirit working in my heart when it began. I look back at it now, I see it. It makes sense to me now, but I didn't know it then. Oh, but I saw my sins. I had a need that I may be found in him. Oh, I had a sinful heart. I had a mountain of sin. Oh, and I feel like it's a bigger mountain this morning than it's ever been. And I fear it's going to be bigger tomorrow. But his love is unchanging. And he said, I've loved thee with an everlasting love. And it's he saw me to the dying day. He saw me and he sees us each right up to the moment where we're to leave this earth, to leave this body of sin. And he's made provision for every day, a blotting out as a cloud thy transgressions. His precious blood, it's blotted out for his people every sin, right up to their very dying breath. Every sin, every sinful thought, it's all taken away. It's all washed away. The precious blood of Christ, the blood of his Son, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin, all of it, every item, everything that you think you know, and every sin that you are not even aware of committing. Every sin is blotted out, washed away in that precious blood. Oh, beloved friends, may that be our portion. These are vital things. These are real things. These are eternal things. Oh, to be right. Oh, to be ready for that day. Oh, that the Lord be mindful of us here, mindful of us in eternity past. May we have the evidences in our lives that he's mindful of us. May we in the fullness of time prove to be his dear children. May we look at the pathways in our lives. Satan will tell you your pathway is one of difficulty, it's one of hardship, it's crosses. But where is it taking you? Where does it bring you? Is it bringing you to the feet of Jesus? Or is it driving you to the world? The world has trouble. The people of God have trouble. Oh, but where do the troubles take the world? It takes them into the world. It takes them to rely on the world. It takes them to alcohol, drugs, you name it. It doesn't lead them to the precious blood of Christ. It doesn't bring them to the feet of Jesus. They don't cry unto him in a day of trouble. Oh, to be found calling upon him. Crying unto him, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Thou shalt glorify me. The Lord hath been mindful of us. Has he been mindful of you? You say, well, it's providential things. Oh, it's providential things. You have a never dying soul. How often the Lord has begun a work in a sinner's heart through circumstances, things in their lives, that they've been enabled to pray. They've been drawn to him, to pray unto him. Maybe as a child they've been told at Sunday school or by their parents that, or hearing it through the preaching, that there is a friend and that we can pray unto him. And he said, suffer the little children to come unto me. And in the playground they've prayed and the Lord's heard and answered their prayers. He's mindful of them. He's mindful of them. Oh, but how that begins. The seed is sown, isn't it? May the Holy Spirit water that seed. And may we see it for what it is. Her prayer heard and prayer answered. And may we be led by the Holy Spirit to pray. Pray on. You can look back and say, he has helped me in that, but what about my never dying soul? Pray on. Pray on. Are you going to look back and see the Lord leading you in your life? Oh, and beloved friends, are you not enabled to take a courage from it? You can't rest in the Lord answering your prayers for providential things. But it's a little bench on the way, isn't it? In the pilgrimage, it's a little resting place. He's noticed me. I had his ear once. He heard my cry. He hears the cries of his people. Do we not see the connection? Is the Lord working in our lives? Oh, we love these benches to rest on, don't we? Answered prayers. But you can't rest eternally on it, on a help in your life providentially. He won't leave you to either. Blessed be his name. He won't leave you to rest short of his beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll bring you on that rock and he'll set you on it. Set your feet on it. You won't be thrown off it by Satan. You won't be cast off it by him. He says, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest, you're labouring today maybe under providential things. You've got sickness, ill health, things that distress you, things that aren't quite right in life, things that aren't quite as you'd have them. What a mercy. For the people of God, there's a deliverance for every trial. There's not one more trial and there's a deliverance. He's been mindful of every trial he'll bring you into. And he knows how to bring you out. He's a storehouse in heaven. There's a treasury in heaven. There's a fullness in Christ. There's every need. May you see the Lord Jesus Christ as he's in his suitability, how suitable he is to meet your every need. And that day of your death, we've each got to face it. You were reminded here, weren't you, on Friday at the funeral of Sue Cooper. There's death on the road for every one of us, isn't there? We know not what an hour or day may bring forth. May the Lord use these things. May he open our eyes to these things. He will be inquired of. He will be inquired of. And his answering prayers providentially, these encouragements, they're drawing his people to him. Building up a trust, the increasing ever so slightly of their faith as their prayers are heard and answered. And what about my soul? What about that day? What about my sins? Oh, beloved friends, look to him. We're to look a little at ourselves as led by the Holy Spirit. Oh, but look unto him. There's everything a sinner needs there. Everything a poor, weary, tempted, longing soul needs in Christ. There's a sympathizing heart. There's a beloved Saviour there. He's altogether lovely. He is love. He is that lovely one, isn't he? Oh, to get a glimpse of him this day. Oh, to view him. You see your sins, but oh, to view him as the sinner's only hope. Oh, to view him as the lamb as it has been slain. Oh, to view him as the hiding place for sinners. To view him in all his suitability as a sinner's redeemer. Oh, to view him at Calvary. Beloved friends, it's a special place. But we're permitted to go there. To sit at the foot of the cross. To behold the altogether lovely. See mercy's streams in streams of blood. See our joy in his sorrow. We look on him whom we've pierced. We behold him as the only begotten of the Father. We behold him as the Father's beloved Son. Oh, and we see him willingly, willingly in the sinner's place. Oh, the love of Christ to the sinner. He despises our sins. He hates our sins. Oh, but how mindful of us he is. And he was of one mind. One mind. He set his face steadfastly towards Jerusalem. With one mind. To bring each of his dear children to glory at last. Oh, beloved friends. That we may know these things. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Your thoughts this morning might be, I'm a sinner, I'm unworthy, I don't deserve it, I've nothing good to bring. What are his thoughts? Oh, what are his thoughts? His love is unchanging. Love is unchanging. Your thoughts are all over the place. Your thoughts are up and down. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My thoughts don't change. Whom I love, I never leave but love them to the end. I don't change my love. I cannot change my love. If I've loved a sinner once, I'll love him to the end. If he's loved in eternity past, despite what his poor profession is, he'll be found in glory at last, the unchanging love of God. What a mercy we're not saved by our thoughts. We're saved by the thoughts that he has towards us. For I know my thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. Oh, and the workings in your life. Have you traced out this morning that the Lord has been mindful of you? Then he'll bless you. Oh, the certainty of it. Oh, may we be pressing toward the mark. May we be laying hold. May there be a reaching out in faith. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £680, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Parrish will address the Sunday School this afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. And God willing, Mr. Izzard will preach on Tuesday evening and next Lord's Day. After the Tuesday evening service, there will be a short meeting of those concerned with fire safety. And the collections today are for the Free Grace Evangelistic Association for the orphanage in Fizzy. Let us close with hymn 87, the second part. Oh, the mysterious depths of grace, who shall thy wandering mazes trace, surpassing human thought to know where this abyss of love shall flow. Hymn 87, the second part.
may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and for evermore. Amen.